think I read about that. They do that on all their newer radios, some sort of filtering that makes it sound like crystal clear and all of the clutter. So I'm excited to see it and play with it. I'd like to hear that. I think that's gonna be exciting. Monday, I'll listen. We've got a Hermann guide, so we have a service to go to. But I mean, it's just the wake part, so I can be able to put earbud in my ear and listen to you guys. But I won't be able to chat too much or throw too much in. So I'll talk to you, Tim, sometime Monday morning or something like that, and I'll give you a list of questions that if you would represent me and ask for me, but I can listen if that's okay. That way we can find out, you know, who what needs to be done, if anybody needs any help with training on this, or we just lock them in on event one and just give them that way too. Any way we want to do it, we can do it, you know. So we have somebody that's not familiar with that technology and doesn't want to be, that's fine. Like I said, this radio is everybody's into something. And we can just lock it on event one, and just lock one on event one and leave it there. Whatever works out the best, whatever you guys decide, you know, just tell me how you want to play it and I'll play it. And then all the handouts are going to have, and but that's my knowledge, unless you guys change the rules, all the hand-me-outs are going to have the ARPSC DMR ID in it, and they have to be different so we don't mess up the computers on the Central Michigan network and going into Brandmeister. So, the command staff are all going to have their own DMR IDs. Go ahead, Mike.